Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we celebrate our sixth year anniversary by looking back at some of our favorite interviews that we've ever done, and we'll hopefully be joined by some very special. Very special callers. Before we bring anybody home. I just wanted to say that 6 years ago today, with Days with Murph, went live for the first time, and I literally had no intention of being on radio, of doing any of this at all. And I thought I'd only last about, say, 2 weeks on air, and that would be it. I'd be done. Because let's face it, nobody wants to hear me ramble on and on and on. But 6 years has literally gone by so fast, and I cannot imagine myself doing anything else. I have made so many friends in this industry and in this business, whether that's radio friends or country music friends or just listeners. I mean, even though, unfortunately, he's not here today, Craig started off as a listener of the show before we brought him on as co-host. And and let's go ahead and there's a couple of people on the line, so let's go ahead and take this call right here. 931, you're on.
Hello, 931.
Hey,
buddy.
Shelby Lee Lowe. How's it going?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Hanging out here in Middle Tennessee on a beautiful day, and glad to be talking to y'all.
Oh, nice. Well, I appreciate you calling in, dude. It's been a long time since we've actually physically spoke. It's been a while.
Yeah, probably CMA Fest. Last year?
You're probably right. Yeah, it's been crazy.
That's good though, man. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you again. Hopefully next year, if not before.
I'm actually coming up to Nashville. I'm in about 2 or 3 weeks. So.
Right on, man. Yeah. Well, I'll see if I have any shows coming up. I know I'm playing in Memphis. And Florida coming up soon, so got to make it out to a gig, man.
Yeah, I'll be there in September, and then again in October. So, a couple of times in the next couple of months, I'll be there. So, I wanted to ask you, you've been a big supporter of the show for a long time. Have you gotten a chance to listen to any shows of ours yet?
I've listened in a few times, just briefly, you know, just for a few minutes. But you know, I didn't realize you'd been doing it for 6 years. That's pretty outstanding stuff, man. So congratulations on that.
6 years has just completely flown by. I'm not going to lie to you, bud. And like I said in the intro, before I brought you on, I did not imagine myself doing this for 6 years. I thought I would be kicked off the air within 2 weeks, literally, you know?
Still doing it.
Yep. It's been pretty crazy. Hey, we actually have another caller, but I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to things. But I appreciate you calling in, dude.
Thank you, man. Thanks for playing my music.
Absolutely, bud. I'll talk to you later, and I'll hopefully see you in Nashville next month.
All righty. Thanks, man.
Have
a good one.
Talk to you later. All right, let's go to 734.
Hello.
Is this Brooke?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brooke, how are you, girl?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually flying solo today, so you're kind of a pseudo co-host, if that makes any sense to you right now.
What was that, sorry?
I'm actually flying solo today, so you're sort of my pseudo co-host, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll be joining you. I'm good to join you.
Awesome. And speaking of co-hosting, you'll actually also be co-hosting with me this coming Friday.
I will.
Which I cannot wait for.
That's going to be fun.
It is, and we are living out a big thing. Kickma.
Yeah.
This October.
56
days. It's going to be a party.
It
That's
will
all
be.
I'm going to say is it's going to be a party.
It will.
So, besides all the Kickma stuff you've been doing, what else have you been up to besides all that?
Just kind of like random basic stuff, like playing The Sims, and I play guitar too, so that's a lot of what I do.
Sweet. You know, and I told you this earlier, and I'll tell my listeners too, but this girl counted up, how many was it? Over 2,000 votes in like
I think it was
13 hours?
Yeah. I think it's 15 hours for 2,000. And then the second round had, like at one point it said one number and the other point it said a different one, so I'm not sure which number it was. But it was like at least triple that. But that only took me like 5 hours, but probably because there were like a lot less. It was only the top 20, and I found an easier way to do it, which also was more accurate. So 20
wow,
hours
that
total.
That's completely crazy. Just,
yep.
Wow. Kickma is going to be fun.
It will be.
And also, as I was telling the last caller, my buddy Shelby, I'll actually be in Nashville twice over the next couple months.
I heard that. You're going for your birthday, aren't you?
Yep. Nashville is probably, well, not probably, it is my favorite city on this planet. I just love it so much.
I bet I'm going to love it, too. I've never been, but I've been really wanting to go,
oh gosh.
And I get a chance to go in October, so that's going to be good.
You are going to, oh, gosh, you're going to love it. That's all I'm going to say.
Cool.
If you want a real Nashville experience, and I've never done this, so I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I've heard, go to Hetty B's Hot Chicken.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're definitely going to look around for different like places to eat, so I'll keep that one in mind.
I've never been there, so I don't know what I'm getting you into. So if it's terrible, don't blame me.
We'll see about that.
Oh, boy. I might have just stuck my foot in my mouth here. Oh, boy. But anyway, I wanted to ask Shelby, how long have you been listening to the show?
I've listened to a few shows, definitely. If I see that they're live and I'm not doing other things, I'll tune in. But a lot of times I kind of miss them, but I try to tune in sometimes.
Right. You know, and I appreciate that because I do this show for the artists, obviously, just to get them out there. But I also do it for you guys, the listeners. That is one of my two top priorities in being a radio host is the artist and the listener.
That's a great quality to have.
You know,
that's
and,
why I listen
and,
to the
it,
stations that I do, because they all support with that.
Right. And it's also the same thing as Kevin, who is supposed to be calling in hopefully soon. So
hopefully. I mean, he's late to everything, so maybe he'll call
true.
In. But yeah, definitely.
So you may wanna stick around for that.
I definitely will.
Awesome. Let me do this real quick. Twitter, my Twitter notifications are getting in the way and they're bugging me right now. So,
yeah. Yeah. What?
Yep, at least a couple from you. Anyway, some of my favorite interviews I believe I've ever done. There's this one interview that I will always remember. It was one of the most emotional interviews I believe I've ever done in my life.
I think I know who your favorites are.
It was with this singer songwriter. And I'm not gonna go into detail or anything, much detail, but safe to say, I was in tears. I was near tears pretty much the entire interview. Safe to say.
Aww.
And I love those kind of real kind of raw. No holds barred interviews where the guests can really open up to you.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorites. Those are absolutely some of my favorites.
Yeah, those are great.
Let me do something right quick. Ooh, let me get a tweet Kev real quick.
Okay.
Tweet.
Fucking Kevin is always fun.
Yep.
I sent him like 6 messages over like the past like 48 hours. And I had a message about something else today. It's like, just ignore all those other things because they don't matter anymore.
Yes.
This is what I need to tell you.
Yeah, this is more important right now.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about the other things.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
708, you're on.
Hey, it's Christy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I just want to call in real quick and say happy anniversary.
Absolutely. It's been crazy. Six years has just been like I was telling a few other callers, 6 years has been completely nuts, you know, so fast.
I know, it passes by before you know it. For me, I was like 9,
yeah.
Like, was it really 9? Like, time passes
exactly.
By really quick.
Yeah, it really does. I know I've been with me since pretty much the beginning, And I've I've listened to your show since basically 2 years in. So, and I know we covered the same industry for like 2 years. So going back to the soaps, what are some of your favorite soap interviews that we've done?
My favorites? Well, Rebecca Hurst probably tops my list because she called into my show even when she was sick. And, like, nobody believed it was her because of how she sounded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't sound like herself.
I remember that show.
So that was, like, that's, like, dedication. Because she could have rescheduled. She could have canceled. Like,
it is.
I mean, that's amazing that she, like, did
mm-hmm.
that. And I could tell it was her because, like, I think a couple of weeks later she had this scene in the courthouse with AJ. Like, AJ and
mm-hmm.
Elizabeth had a scene in the courthouse, and I could tell by her voice in that scene, that was the day she was sick and she was on my show. She must have been filming around that time, and I could just tell. So, yeah, it was so funny. Just everyone in the chat room was like, that's not her. There's no way. And I'm like, it's her.
Hey,
so,
hate to cut you off, but we've got another caller that just called in that I need to take, but I so appreciate your support over the past 6 years, Christy.
Of course, you're welcome.
You know, and you. You and your show were some of the first people, at least in the soap world, that really cared about what I was saying. So.
Well, I find I admire you, you know, for really
mm-hmm.
going past any, like, fear or anxiety you may have had about doing a radio show. Like, you've proven anybody wrong. Like, you really have done great things.
You know,
yeah.
And I appreciate you saying that. And I feel like that beyond anything I do in radio, I just want to be known as a good dude that help people out when they needed it, you know?
You're a good dude. I think you've accomplished that. So,
well, I appreciate you, and I'm gonna let you go and pick up this next caller. So I'll
yeah,
talk to you later.
Not
okay,
a
girl.
Problem. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye, Christy.
Okay.
That was one of my soap opera peeps, Brooke.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you know this next caller. So let's go ahead and bring
him
on. Hey, Kev, how are you, bro?
Murph, what is up, brother?
What's up, dude?
Dude, happy 6-year anniversary, man. I wish I'd known you for that 6 years, I got to tell you.
Well, I appreciate you, dude. And we have your a little sister on the line with us.
I hear that. What's up, little sis? My favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite has a talk show on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hey, today's his day. He gets all my attention today.
True.
I love it. I'm glad to have two of my favorite people. Hey, Murph, I got to tell you, 6 years and you're gonna keep going strong. I'm proud of you, brother. I can't wait to see you in October, man. You were just, like I told you on Twitter today, brother, you have really, I have so much respect for you and what you've done over the last 6 years, and I've only been a glimpse of it. And you are a cool dude. You have the greatest radio. I love the show, and I love to be able to say that you're a part of what I'm doing. I'm truly honored, man.
Well, I got to tell you, dude, you're a big part of this. I mean, just from watching what you do, your radio show and your professionalism and having seen that firsthand, I appreciate you for what you've done.
That means a lot, you know. I mean, I do this because of all the listeners, but I know you and I have the same exact passion for the music, the artists, the listeners, and you're just doing big things, man. I cannot wait to see where the next 6 years go, and you're just going to slay it, bro. You're already doing it. So I'm just truly blessed to call you my family. I really, truly am.
And I'm going to go cry now.
Oh, no. Coming up next on Blog Talk Radio. I love it.
It's like I was telling Brooke. And you know this firsthand. I do this for the listeners and for the music. I mean, I have a deep love and respect for the country music industry, and I genuinely want to see it thrive, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what makes you stand out above the rest, because of the fact that you are doing this not just for your personal gain. You're doing this because of the fact that you love the music and you love the artist that much. And it just resonates. It shows. And I'm just so glad that we had Nashville Universe to bring us together. So I got to give a big shout out to Michael Kay for bringing us all together for that. If he hadn't brought us all together, I would have never known you, and that would have been the worst thing ever. That would have been the worst thing that could have ever happened.
Dude, it's likewise. That's all I'm going to say. Just likewise. And you know how I feel about you, that you're basically family at this point. And I'm just... You know, I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to go cry.
Well,
oh, man.
He's going to cry tomorrow, too, thanks to a certain song.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, before you get emotional on this, I think I'm going to let you go, because I think you said you were waiting at the doctor's office, so I don't want to hold you up anymore. So
I just got done. I'm at home now. I had a doctor's appointment earlier, so I just got home.
Okay.
Just in time to call. I knew I wouldn't miss you.
Nice.
Well, hey, if you're letting me go, let me just tell you this real quick. Murph, I'm going to tell you real quick. Hey, I am so proud of what you've done, even though I'm a glimpse of the last 6 years. You have no idea how proud I am of you, how much I care about you. You are my family, and I'm going to tell you the truth. You are welcome to do anything with Blog Talk, KW Country, Indie Country, anything together. Let's all do it together, because you really make me strive for more excellence than what I already do. So I'm proud of you, brother. I love you, and God bless those 6 years, man. You really accomplished a huge milestone.
Man, on that note... I think I am gonna let you go before I start crying on that note.
Guys, check out his show, Blog Talk Radio, every week. He does the top three countdown. He's got it all done. So, Murph, thank you for having me on. I'm honored, bro. And I'll be talking to you soon on K-Dub. I know that.
Awesome. And speaking of the countdown show, Brooke is actually co-hosting this week with me.
Oh, nice. That is so cool.
Yep. All right, buddy.
So proud of y'all.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you later, sir.
All right, brother. Y'all take care.
All right, man. I'll see you.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
That was cool. That's all I'm going to say. That was just freaking cool.
Kevin's the best.
Kevin is the best.
And anyone who doesn't think that is wrong.
Far beyond anything that I could ever be. Kevin just blows me out of the water.
But you know you're really cool too, don't you?
I hope so.
You are.
But you know, wait. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
We have yet another caller. Hold on 1 minute.
Yep.
All right, 615, you're on.
Hi, this is Katie Cook.
Oh my God! Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm kind of in shock at this point, but I'm good. Oh man.
Well, I wanted to say congratulations. I mean, this is your anniversary, right?
Yes, it is. 6 years ago today, I went live for the first time, and it's like I told you during your interview, Katie. I didn't think I'd last 2 weeks on air.
Well, you certainly did. I'm sorry, I just called in. I don't know if I'm interrupting a conversation or what. I looked at the time and
oh,
I was
no,
like,
you're good. You're fine.
No, I want to call.
No, you're fine. I mean, and I've got to tell you, Katie, I have learned so much from you just about the industry, how to handle yourself professionally. You've been such a role model for me.
Oh, well, that's really, really sweet of you, but I think you definitely have this one figured out on your own, but thank you for the compliment.
I remember, and I don't know if I told you this or not, but when you confirmed our interview back in May, I stared at the tweet for like 10 minutes. I was like, is this actually happening right now?
That's sweet. Oh, well, it was a fun interview. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad you're letting people just call in today. Have you had a few calls?
I've had about 4 or 5 so far, yeah.
Nice.
People that have, well, past guests, a couple of listeners, it's been great so far.
Awesome. Well, that's good. Well, I just went and picked up a couple little girlfriends that my daughter is having over for a play date, and I'm supposed to be making them snacks and stuff. I said, you guys have got to wait because I've got to call my friend Cody and check in, and then I can get back to being a mama. So I'm going to run be a mother, but I just want to say congratulations. 6 years is a long time, especially when you think you're only going to be doing it for a couple weeks. So you just keep going strong, my friend.
All right. I will definitely talk to you later, and I'll take you up on that offer to hang out with you in Nashville. I'm taking you up on that.
Bring it on. I'll show you a good time.
All right.
Okay, honey. Later, have a good one. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye. What'd you think of that one, Brooke?
That was crazy. As soon as she said Katie Cook, probably saw the tweet.
I
know how much that.
Hold on 1 minute.
I was really surprised, and I know how much that interview meant to you. So.
Oh my gosh, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Seeing the tweet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just now seeing the tweet. Funny.
Yeah. I know how much that interview meant to you, so as soon as I heard who it was, it's like, yeah, he's going to be so happy.
I honestly never expected Katie Cook to call in ever. So
that's
crazy. And to have the opportunity to hang out with her in Nashville is just beyond anything I've ever imagined.
It's going to be fun, and I know you're going to tell me all about it.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, ma'am. I'm still mind blown after that. I'm not even forming coherent sentences at this point.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all.
I'm still completely mind blown at this point. I'm not even forming. I'm just like, duh, right now. But,
yeah.
So
I don't blame you at all.
So, there's a couple of things that you need to do while you're in Nashville, okay?
I know for sure that a couple of people and I'm not sure, like, how many are going yet, but I'm definitely going to go to No Bake, which is cookie dough. I have a really big sweet tooth, and we want to go somewhere with my friends, and probably, I think I want to go to No Bake, because you can't say no to cookie dough.
Exactly.
And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you want to check out a really good music venue with just killer acoustics. Go to the listening room.
Yes. If I wasn't busy on that Monday, I might have gone to Song Suffragette. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. I've been there too.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second.
I
believe I know who this next caller is.
Okay.
724? Is this what I think it is?
Yes, Cody.
K-Dub, what up, bro?
It's Pat. You're exactly right.
K-Dub, how are you, dude?
Good, good, good. Calling and say congrats on 6 years in his cell. Let's say another 50.
You said it, not me. did you catch our last caller?
I did. The Katie Cook.
The lovely Katie Cook.
Yes,
I
did it through that.
I could not even form coherent sentences for about 5 minutes after she hung up.
I could tell. And as soon as she said the name, I
could not even form coherent sentences. So,
and then you got.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just saying that now you got this trip coming up to Nashville. What is that, about 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away?
About two or three, something like that, yeah. Let's see, it is 2 weeks from Wednesday, I think, so.
Lucky you. Lord knows I wish I was headed back today myself.
Oh, I know you do. I know.
What?
So, you've been a listener to the show for quite a while. So,
quite a few years.
What's been some of your favorite interviews that you've either called in on or listened to?
I would have to probably say any one of Megan Golden's interviews has always been fun. I do remember a couple other ones you've had on. Southern Halo has been another great interview.
I do love
that. I got to call in on.
I just adore those girls so much.
Oh, I love them too. And their parents are so much fun. Every time I get a shot to see them when I'm in Nashville, I'm definitely always right there.
Yeah. You know, and the Megan Golden interviews were always fun.
And I also remember Chris Bradley calling you from the road.
That was
another
too.
Good one.
That was great. I don't think you were on for the Dallas Remington show, were you?
I want to say I was at work at that time. But, yeah, Dallas is always a good interview, too. Actually, I had a chance. She stopped by my hometown on her way to Jersey 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice to catch up with her and her mom.
Yeah, I've never met Dallas in person. I mean, I'm hoping to, on these next couple of Nashville trips, I'm hoping to, but I've never met Dallas in person. Heck, I've never met three in person, so.
We have to change that. We have to get you down there for CMA Fest.
Oh, yes. Which that is probably happening next year. I've never been to CMA Fest, I've never been to CMA Fest, and I only live about 3 hours from Nashville. And I've never been.
Well, that's the only time I've ever been in Nashville is during CMA Fest, and all I can say is it's a party, and you'll get to see everybody. That's why I seem to go to CMA Fest, because everybody seems to be in town. I figure I want to meet up with everybody, and that's probably the best time to do it is everybody's in town.
Right.
And you never know who you're going to run into at any given time.
This is true.
Last year, me and Megan ran into
Speaking of that, didn't you run into, was it Darius Rucker at a bar or something?
Yeah, it was me, Megan, her guitar player, Connor, just happened to walk in a place, and there was Darius Rucker.
That's pretty cool. Have you heard of new artist Jimmy Allen?
Yes, I have. I actually think he's pretty good friends with Peyton Taylor, or Peyton knows him. So that's how I first heard of him, was first saying to give him a listen.
He actually, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to see if I can get a fact shot, but I think he was actually either offered his publishing deal or his record deal at the Row in Nashville.
Oh, that's pretty cool. A lot of big names have gone through that place, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh, there's been so many huge names going through the Row. I mean, you've got, of course, Megan, a girl, Katrina, Chris,
yes.
Bradley, Josh Gallagher, who we all know about Josh. I mean,
right.
A ton of people.
Still Blossoms. Play there.
Yeah, still Boston's, but killing it right now.
I mean, so many names. That's so many days just sitting down at the Row and can't go wrong. There's always somebody great playing up on that stage. Of course, then again, in Nashville, there's somebody playing great on every stage.
You know, I make the joke that every time a building goes up in Nashville, that there's something in the building code that said building has to have a stage in it.
At least one, if not more than one stage.
This is true. I always make that joke. Every time I see a new building come up or something be demolished or whatever, I'm like, yep, the building probably has a stage in it. I'm pretty sure.
Right. And then I always say when I go down, I'll go, I just want to go to Nashville one time and hear one person who can't sing. It's like every time I go, I find five or six new brand new favorite singers. I go, I can't afford to keep up with them all.
You know, I was watching the Lady Antebellum special from the Gula Good Tour when they were in Bridgestone. And Charles actually said this. And I'm paraphrasing here. He said, y'all can walk out here tonight, go down to some bar on Music Row and find somebody in that place that can sing Circles Around Us.
And he's probably not too far off on that.
Very true.
But the thing I
love about Nashville.
Yeah, they're all great artists, but what's even better, and I know you've said it time and time again, the great community and how great of people, they're better people than they are artists.
Agreed 1,000%. They are, you know, it's like I was telling somebody the other day, social media is one of the best things to ever happen to this show. I have met some of my dearest friends through social media, and a lot of them happen to be artists.
That's why I say nowadays that's the best place to find new artists is find more on social media than anywhere else. Seeing normal radio, five or six male artists all day, every day.
They do. You know, and you know us, we... We mostly highlight the women in country music. That's our bread and butter.
Is
the women of the genre. So.
Yeah, so with shows like yours and social media really help the independent artists get their name out there.
Right. Hey, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to things, but thanks for calling in again, bro.
All righty. Congrats once again on your 6 years, Code.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, bud.
All righty, Murph.
See you. That was fun. Patrick is a good guy.
Yeah. He sounds cool.
I've known Patrick for maybe 2 or 3 years, I think, something like that, which is
wow.
Crazy to say.
Yeah, that's cool.
Patrick knows a lot of the same people I do in the industry, and he's been a pretty loyal listener and a loyal caller to the show for a long time.
That's cool. Got a lot of loyal people next to you on your side.
Yep. I like to say I do. And to quote the Brentley Gilbert song, The Ones That Like Me, you know, I can count on one hand the people that are my ride or dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean to have support like that, especially in the music industry, because I covered soap operas for 2 years. I covered soaps. That's what me and my friend Christy were talking about when she called in a few minutes ago. She still covers soaps, but music is more my passion, and I had to get out of the soap world for just my own sanity. I mean, some of the stuff that specifically on social media, some of the stuff that's directed toward the actors and the media and the fans is just crazy stuff you wouldn't even believe.
Yeah, you got a lot of cool people you've interviewed, and it's really, I can't wait to see all the other people you get to interview.
It's going to be fun. Actually, tomorrow, we're actually talking to the girls of Steel Ivory again tomorrow.
Ooh.
A bunch has happened since the last time that we spoke to them. One of them got married. One is engaged. So, yeah.
That'll be fun.
A bunch of stuff to catch up on. A bunch of stuff for us to catch up on.
That'll be fun.
Yes, it will. I know it's only Monday, but what are your plans for this weekend?
I'm definitely going on your show and Kevin's show on Friday. And then I don't think I have anything else that I'm set to do. I'll probably find random little things to do. But, yeah, probably just pretty chill.
I'm still reeling from that Katie Cook call. I'm still reeling from that. So if I'm kind of, I just blame that because I'm still reeling. But seriously, Katie.
No, you're good.
Seriously, though, Katie is one of the sweetest people on this earth. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. She can stay sweet.
And for her to take that time, even if it was 5 minutes, for hard to take that time to call in. I have the utmost respect for that woman, and I cannot wait to hang out with her in Nashville soon.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I know how much your first interview with her meant to you, because you kept, you're just like, ah, it's today, and like, the interview is great and all that stuff, and it's cool to just see her, like, keep up with you and not just like, oh, interview's done, now what? She's actually, like,
exactly.
keeping in touch with you, and that's so cool.
You know, and that's what I love about the country industry in and of itself. These people are super loyal. I mean,
yeah.
they will literally support you in anything that you do.
Yeah. And, like, Kevin was telling me when he had met Kaylee at CMA Fest, she was like, oh, do you want some, like, stuff to give away or stuff? And he's like, no, I don't need it. I don't want to, like, make it seem unfair. But, like, Kaylee immediately knew who Kevin was.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a Kaylee story for you. And I might have told you this on social media. But the time I met Kaylee back in May was probably one of the best nights I've had in recent memory, because you know how much her song "Fight Like a Girl" means to me.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And I had messaged her about a year or so ago, telling her why the song meant so much to me. And just to be able to tell her that face to face was freaking incredible.
I can imagine it was.
You know, and there was another girl there. Her name is Savannah Kaz.
I think I've heard of her.
He's like, this girl is like the freaking Energizer Bunny. She never quits. She never just stops. It's just like, as she's always running around everywhere, it's like, she has so much energy, it's not even funny.
Aw, that's cool.
Yep, I tend to call her the Energizer Bunny most of the time. So, I know you said I said earlier that you caught a few of the shows and besides the time Kev was on, what's been some of your favorite moments that you've heard or that I've told you or whatever, you know?
I don't know. I really like your, like, after the interview things where you're just, like, so happy. It's like, I'm so proud because you're getting all these cool interviews and stuff. And it's like, you're really making a difference, whether you see it or not. You're definitely making a difference.
Well, I appreciate that. And this still happens. Even for 6 years, this still happens. But every time I wrap a radio show, it's like I've just ran 3 miles. I am, like, so physically exhausted.
Aw.
I don't know what it is that I probably zone out at that, and there's so much adrenaline going, and I'm just, you know.
Yeah, there's probably a lot behind the scenes that we don't see that you see, and
oh, gosh. Which reminds me, the first ever radio show I ever did was a complete, unmitigated disaster. I'm not going to lie to you. It was such a disaster. We literally probably aired 15 minutes of dead air, waiting for this guest to call in. We probably aired 15 minutes of dead air. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, sorry, I got distracted.
It was just completely crazy. And And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, Murf, you've absolutely screwed this up. You're never going to work in radio ever again. You've totally screwed this over.
Oh, no. But look where you are now.
Exactly. 6 years is, from that point to now, with over 200 and something interviews under my belt.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I've come pretty far, I'm not going to lie. With over
I'm very proud.
200
even though
plus
I've
interviews
only known
under my belt.
Like May.
Exactly. Which is about 4 months or 3 or whatever. But yeah, we just celebrated our 400th episode. I think it was last Tuesday, something like that.
I saw that.
It was nuts. You know, from the guest we had on, that guest is the only person on social media that I speak to in GIFs and emojis. That's it. Just GIFs and emojis.
Huh.
I kind of like you and Kevin. I love every time Kevin pops up, you're like, hi, Kevin. I love that.
Yeah. SpongeBob.
A little SpongeBob. Hi, Kevin, GIF. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Hey,
one time I didn't do it, and he yelled at me for it.
Oh, I can imagine. I think I'm going to let you go because I've got some shout-outs I need to give. But
okay.
But thank you again for kind of being my pseudo co-host for about the past hour. So, and I'll talk to you Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later, bro.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, in the past, in the next minute or so, I want to give a shout out to my lovely friend, Miss Betsy Spina, who I couldn't be here today. My dear, dear friend, Miss Dana Marie, again, couldn't be here. And just literally everybody that's ever supported this little radio show that I started on a whim 6 years ago. I literally started this from the seat of my pants. I mean, I'm still doing this from the seat of my pants with no radio training or anything. which now that I think about it, is a little scary. But it's all good. I also wanted to thank my girl Brooke for hopping on air with me for the last hour. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Ed, you've been listening to What Days with Murph's 6-year anniversary show. Thank you and goodbye.